This story starts with Bonnie Prince Charles's entry to Carlisle whilst riding a white horse in 1745. As they travelled south, there were issues within the ranks as to whether to go back to Scotland or carry on further into England. The support of local Cumbrians in particular, two noblemen, gave them the courage to advance onwards and southbound. As they arrived in Carlisle, they met with their two prominent supporters, Colonel John Hamilton and Sir John Arbuthnot. They agreed to advance towards the south and aimed for Kendal, thinking it would be a relatively short and easy ride. Unfortunately, they did not plan ahead, forgetting to tell the locals of their advance, who took to the streets firing arrows and stones at the unknown army. However, this did not deter the Jacobites, who continued stoically until Kendal was breached. After the conflict, one Jacobite and one farmer lay dead in the streets. Bonnie Prince Charles stayed two nights in the George and Dragon, which you'll know today as the George Hotel. The mayor of Kendal agreed not to further resist allowing the prince a further two nights of rest in Kendal, where he also stayed at a house on Strickland Place, which is commemorated by the blue plaque. However, something much more supernatural happened that night. The Jacobites, filled with rage at being shot upon, decided on taking vengeance on some of the local population. Their nearest destination? The Angel Inn. In a panic, the residents saw their approach and fled, however forgetting one small child, left to quietly play in the parlour of the inn. As the Jacobites entered and approached the child, hell-bent on causing fury, a shining light lit up the house, and a demonic angel appeared from the floor, with fire in its eyes, and a shriek that could pierce the eardrums. It drove the soldiers out, casting protection on the child and the residents of the inn. Angel by name, angel by nature. Calmness fell upon the house, and the family returned, reunited with their child, who could have been lost to them forever.